concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step to solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show. Live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
640 WGST. It is The Sully Show. We're on each weekday between noon and 2. Every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock, we visit with Rick Limpert. Rick Roswell, his handle on Twitter, our weekly technology segment with him. And Rick, you got to spend some time in Michigan over the last week. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, not just Michigan, Sully, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So we were way up there on the shores of Mighty Lake Superior for a small media trip up there. I'm doing some pieces on a couple things. And where the temperatures for the highs were in the 60s. So it felt pretty good.
Absolutely. Everything Georgia, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Yahoo News, some of the places where you could see Rick's work, and of course his website, ricklimpert.info. We're talking about space-saving tech and space-saving gadgets this week. Talk about these new PowerBeats 2 wireless earphones. This is something I'm interested in.
Yeah, if you're the type of person that carries earphones with you wherever you go, sometimes they... the big earphones will take up space in your bag or whatever else you're carrying. These new PowerBeats 2 will literally go anywhere, a pocket, small little pouches, 6 hours of rechargeable battery. They're wireless, 30-foot Bluetooth range, and great for athletes because they're sweat and water resistant. They can handle the elements. And like I said, they take up no space. So PowerBeats 2 wireless earphones, one of my favorite products of the year.
Yeah, and they're really small, too. It doesn't look like you're going to look really funny with them on. It kind of tucks away behind your ear, and then the little main part of it sets right in your ear, and then essentially it looks like what you're wearing, maybe, if people notice it, is just a little sunglasses strap.
Yeah, and they fit well in your ear. A lot of times you'll see these wireless earbuds, and they don't fit that well in your ear. They pop out. Because these are designed for athletes and people on the move, they will stay in your ear no matter how much jarring it takes or what you're doing in the gym. So that's another reason I like them.
Talking with Rick Limpert, our weekly technology segment with him here on 640 WGST. Talk about this new router that's available in the United States now.
Yep. First, we're some of the first people talking about this now in the U.S. A lot of people have routers on their desk or behind their TV or in their entertainment center, and they look bad. They take up a lot of space. This new one from Kenda, the AC15, the performance router, so it's great for gaming or streaming video, but it doesn't take up much space. It's very small. It kind of fits in any little nook and cranny very easily. And it looks good too, and just real powerful Wi-Fi for $129 for a router that'll last. I thought this was a great deal.
And speaking of nooks and crannies, that's where we need to get with our vacuums. Tell us about this Dyson DC35. Is this everything that it's cracked up to be? I actually just bought a vacuum recently. I won't disclose what brand, but are you happy with this thing? Do you think it's good?
Yeah, I do like it. Dyson makes great products, so everybody knows that. This DC35 vacuum does get all your carpet floors clean, absolutely. But again, it stores very efficiently. It doesn't take up much space. It'll fit in a small closet, great for a dorm room. Or a small apartment, we'll get it clean and won't take up any extra space. So just a great little small vacuum that really, again, does perform.
All right, how about the Roku 3? Great for people who are looking to cut the cord. Tell us about some of the features for people who might not be familiar with what Roku is.
Okay, Roku is a set-top box that hooks into your Wi-Fi or your internet, but then will play the things that are on the internet on your television, so YouTube videos, but then also channels, of course, your Netflix and your Hulu, HBO Go, but then other little channels that are only on the internet that you'll be able to pick up now, like Crackle and just various other things. It's discovering new content that's pretty amazing. I mean, some of the shows are like old Wayne's World days, so it looks like they're produced in somebody's basement, but a lot of the other things are really high-quality production, and once you start looking at these channels, maybe up to 3,000 different channels you can see with these Roku players for under $100. It's addictive.
Maybe we should see, Rick, if we could get the Sully Show up there and get some cameras in here, and we could get that up on one of those 3,000 channels.
I know some people that could make that happen for you, Sully. Just a couple little drop cams in your studio, and you could have the Sully Show broadcasting on Roku, and people could see you live and in the flesh.
The Sully Show, brought to you by PureMichigan.com and Sharp and Sharpshooters USA on Alpharetta Highway in Roswell, right?
We're working on that, Sully. I want to see you on TV.
Awesome. Well, we get to see plenty of you on TV. Perhaps we'll talk about that in just a second. But let's talk first our last part of our conversation here today as we talk about the world's smallest refrigerator, the Coolatron Coca-Cola Personal Cooler. Talk about things that are important for somebody's dorm room at college. I bet the kids would love this.
Yep, for the dorm room or maybe even under your desk there at 1819 Street, Sully. This is 0.14 cubic feet, a real refrigerator, and it's got a little Coca-Cola look to it. It'll hold a six-pack of your favorite beverage, soda or bottled water. And, you know, and it works. It operates on a DC 12-volt cord, cools, you know, to 32 degrees, just like a regular refrigerator. It has a removing shelf in it and a self-locking door handle, and it looks good. So if you really are limited on space and you need a little beverage refrigerator there with you, this is the one, and a pretty good price, you know, under $100.
Well, as we always say, please enjoy those beverages responsibly, Rick.
You have to, but, when, you know, me and you were drinking root beer. So we're in good shape.
Absolutely. Rick Roswell, the handle on Twitter. Be sure to check out Rick's new sports travel book. It is called The Fam Trip Field Guide. You can get it at the Kindle store on Amazon.com, also available in paperback from the bookpatch.com. And we talked a little bit about some of your appearances on TV. Tell us where folks can see you with some regularity.
Well, I'm lucky enough that once in a while, Sully, they take a chance and ask me to come on TV and show off the gadgets that we talked about. So I'm ongoing in CBS and Macon, if anyone gets to the Macon station on the weekend. But then also grateful to David over at 11 Alive and to Doug Evans on, we'll be on again this week. Doug Evans with some back-to-school gadgets on the tech check on the Fox News Edge. So they're fun to do. Those TV segments are fun to do. I can't believe anyone wants me on TV, Sully, but I don't wear the Crocs on TV. Said you don't do that.
Well, usually there's a desk often in front of you, at least at Fox 5 there is, that covers your feet so we don't see those Crocs. Always good stuff from Rick. Thank you for joining us as always. Rick Roswell, the handle on Twitter. And to learn more about Rick, please visit his website, ricklimpert.info. Hope you have a great weekend, Rick.
You too, Saul. Take care.
Comedian Hal Sparks is at the